Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Emily McCord. House Republicans have passed their version of the state budget, making several changes to the one Republican Governor John Kasich proposed. I'm joined today with Bill Cohen and Joe Ingles from our State House News Bureau to break it down for us. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Bill, I want to start with you. The House version cuts the income tax cut 7%. What does that mean for Ohioans?
Well, it depends where you are on the income bracket. The tax department put out a chart. It showed, for instance, if you're making, between $20,000 and $41,000 a year, maybe you'd get a tax cut of about $51. If you're making, maybe $83,000 to $100,000, you might get $232. If you're at the high end, if you're making above $208,000 on average, you might save something like $1,800.
I understand that critics are saying that this isn't fair. I mean, why wouldn't people like tax cuts for all?
Why wouldn't they like tax cuts for all? Well, the Democrats say that it helps mostly the rich, that lower income people barely get any tax break at all. And that's true. But of course, that's because the state income tax is graduated and rich people pay the most into the tax. So when you give a fixed percentage decrease in the tax, they're going to get the most bonanza out of the deal. Of course, backers say, look, that's OK. We want to help the wealthy. They are the job creators. They're the job producers. Put more money in their pocket and they'll expand their businesses and spend money. And that'll increase the economy and create jobs. It's just a basic fundamental ideological debate that's been going on for decades.
What about Governor Kasich's proposed plan to tax oil and gas drillers? Is that sticking?
No, that was taken out of the budget, at least the House passed version, so that's not in there. He says the oil and gas drillers aren't paying enough of a severance tax. Liberal groups agree with him. That's an interesting ideological mix, a conservative governor and liberal groups generally agreeing on a general thrust to tax one business more. But you've got Republican legislators saying they're worried. They don't want to tax this industry more. It's just getting a foothold in Ohio shale, and they don't want to do anything that they worry might mess up all the extra jobs that are being created.
Joe, you've been covering the state budget as well, proposed by the House. What about Medicaid? Where is that going?
Well, you know, we've seen advocates for Medicaid expansion all week this week. They've been down here at the State House clamoring for lawmakers to expand Medicaid the way that Governor Kasich has proposed. But in the end, in this budget, as it stands right now, that expansion is completely out of there. And what has been put in instead is a plan that would allow the state to seek waivers from the federal government for Medicaid. And it would also give the state, there would be a study group that will look at options for how to expand basically the private market of insurance to low-income people who would be who would benefit if the Medicaid expansion was put in place. So they're trying to come up with some ideas, and they say hopefully in the fall they'll have a better idea of how to provide low-cost health insurance to low-income Ohioans without expanding Medicaid.
I do want to ask you about something interesting that was proposed in the House budget, but it didn't end up passing. But it was about what educators could teach about sex education. Can you tell me what it was that they couldn't talk about?
Well, it was something called gateway sexual activity, and I'm not sure I can exactly tell you what it is, but it seems to be masturbation and things like that. They didn't want sex educators being able to talk about that in classrooms, so they put this proposal in the budget, and it kind of came from out of nowhere. Earlier this week when we were talking with lawmakers, few people could define it, and even fewer people could really explain it. Even the Speaker of the House and the head of the Finance Committee, they both had questions about it. So in the end, they pulled that out. But the idea is that they, you know, this was something that was put in there by people who would like to see more abstinence-only kind of sex education.
Is this typical to be in a state budget?
No, it's not typical to be in a state budget. But there are states that have passed this. For example, we know Tennessee has passed a law that was very similar to this. They called it the handholding bill. It's one of these things. It's going back to what Bill said about taxes. There's a lot of ideology when it comes to sex and you know, health and that sort of thing. So it's one of these things that we're probably going to see talked about again in the future.
Bill Cohen and Joe Ingles from the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.